Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Good morning and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Cool Wave Station. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. Tuning in now, let's hope we have a great morning. Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Season 5 from Inside the Tent. Well, I'm Adam Gonzalez, and who is coming at us from inside the tent today? Let's start on my left.
Hey, I'm Jesse, and I am playing Zeke, and we're in jail.
Oh.
Hello, I am Tanlin, and I'm playing, God, what's his name, Javi. And it's holding. All right, it's different.
Hi, I'm Kim. I'm playing Clementine, Clem Tachibana, and it's cold in here.
Ask for a lawyer. Never talk to the cops. Ask for a lawyer.
Where we last left off, our friends here had gone in for some questioning after having an altercation with some government agents. They were brought in by a familiar face, Sheriff John from Washington, and they were driven down to Idaho, specifically Cascade, Idaho, and they are currently in holding. Clem, you were pulled out for questioning by two other agents dressed similarly. And I think you guys would hear and maybe even catch glimpses of these agents. It's on the other side of a wall, so it's kind of hard, but I'm assuming you guys are kind of trying to see what's going on with Clem. You do see two agents. They don't match the typical description of what you've seen from the agents as of recently. They're a little more like unkept. They have the briefcases. They have the things that these agents have had up to this point, the suits, but it's just they're a little askew. And they take Clem and they leave. But it does appear to be that Clem is going relatively willingly, not at gunpoint or anything. And so the two of you are left inside of this Idaho police station with your thoughts and with the officers that are still here. Sheriff John is on the outside. He told you guys that he was going to kind of see what he can do. So what do you two do while you're just in this cell together?
I think Javi's leg is just, like, bouncing the most jittery you've ever seen him ever, honestly. Just looking at the table.
Oh, I think Zeke is just trying to, just laying down on one of the benches, just trying to, like, wrap his head around what's going on.
Yeah.
There's been a lot. A lot has happened.
Yeah, the past, like, day and a half, you've had this kind of explosion of things going on. It's been a trip in and of itself, the whole road trip this far, but these specific occurrences have been a little more intense, I suppose. As you guys sit there, you know Clem is gone, and Javi, you kind of just paw at your pocket again. You know that there's something there. Still sealed, I think. Or is it open? I don't know if you remember. I don't know if you care. And Zeke, you ponder, maybe if I was going to get arrested, I should have just done it at home. And I think that as much as this has been like a fun trip, but a chaotic trip, this is the first time where it's truly feeling like maybe we should have just stayed home. Javi, have you ever felt that way? Maybe you should have just stayed home.
I want to say no, because being at home always felt a little
tense.
Tense. I think in a different way, it's maybe I should have stayed late at school or stayed in the gym after practice or something like that.
Right.
Just getting home to a quiet, tense house.
Yeah.
It's not
what
you want.
Yeah. I think that you both sit here in the cold kind of cement box you're in, you know, metal bars. And Zeke, you know something's up, but in a way that I'm going to need to roll for. Go ahead and pick what you think Zeke would use to really put things together, figure out what's going on.
I guess brain.
Okay.
Got a one.
Zeke, I think you're tired and exhausted, and you had helped Javi fight some adult that you weren't really equipped to fight. You're not exactly a scrapper. Like, that's not a thing you're doing frequently or often. And so your juices are just depleted, and I think that the two of you in the cold sort of just doze off the way you can only doze off in the cold. And yeah, the two of you, even in this high stress situation with Clem having just left, you doze off. It's, like I said, it's cold here, and it's easy to fall asleep in a place that's cold, especially when you kind of like curl up to yourselves. How close are you guys to each other? Are you sitting next to each other? Are you across the way? What are we looking at?
I don't think we're very close.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say like across the room from each other, like ridiculously, but not like we close, like to keep each other comfort.
Yeah, we definitely have like some space between us.
No, absolutely. As you fall asleep, Javi, you look into a mirror and you just crumpled up a letter you read and threw it in the trash. And you walk outside and your friends have left you behind at a gas station. I think maybe you even think to yourself, did they get you to go on this trip just to do this to you? What do you do? You're left at this gas station. You just read a letter that pretty much told you you don't have a home to come back to. What is Javi's mindset? What does Javi do stuck at this gas station?
I like to think Javi's not one to panic, but he totally is.
Uh-huh.
And I think he like stands there and like looks around, walks out to like the street, watches the car go and keep going and disappear. And then he's like, shit. And then like is like patting his pockets just to make sure he has everything. Frazzled, starts pacing. It's like maybe tries to go back inside the gas station to see if there's
an
attendant there.
Walk back into the gas station and the door swings, and the neon sign of the gas station that just buzzes and thrums lightly as neon does expands beyond your periphery and into your sight, and then blinding, and then you hear the door close and the buzzing goes away from directly in front of you and directly in your ears. And the buzzing in the neon is the diner, and you're at a diner and you see your friends and you see yourself frozen. You see Zeke moving and you see these two people that match a description that you've been given by Zeke. One of them uncanny and inhuman in the most human way, almost like someone put on a human mask. And the other one, an unassuming gentleman. They walk out. Zeke trails them a little bit. You see the trunk pop. You look into the trunk. You're getting hoisted into the trunk by your ankles. The trunk closes. You wake up in a cold cell. When you wake up, do you remember this dream?
I think it's like that sort of thing where, like, you immediately wake up and you're like, what the fuck? And you're like, oh, I didn't like the way that felt.
Uh-huh.
And then you try to recall it and it's like grasping at nothing.
You're grasping at these straws of memories that you didn't really have. And there's a pit in your stomach, and Zeke is asleep unrestfully next to you. And Zeke, you dream. And you see a roller rink. One you've never been to. One that sounds fun. Roller rinks are fun. There's commotion in there, and it's not just commotion, it's emotional commotion. There's strife and stress and shared emotion. Would Zeke try to tap into those emotions and feel what's going on, or is Zeke a closed off person in that matter?
Yeah, I think he's fairly closed off. He probably wouldn't want to explore the emotions too much.
Yeah, opening yourself up to emotions, especially ones that are not your own and that are foreign to you and could be detrimental, is scary. And so you walk into this roller rink and you see Clem running away with two agents from this man that you'd seen before, and it's hard to call them a man because their face is so uncanny. Everyone was frozen but you. And you watch as they left. And they're here again. And then you wake up. And it's cold. And it was unrestful. Do you remember this dream?
I think he remembers bits and pieces. But doesn't really know the connective tissue, basically.
Yeah. You guys are stressed. The two of you are in here alone. I need either brawn or grit rolls from the two of you.
All right, well, I'm going grit.
I have brawn.
Got a 9.
That's an 8.
Javi, are you allergic to anything? Is Javi allergic to anything? Grass, bees? Or is he one of those blessed that doesn't have many allergies?
Yeah, I don't think he's allergic to anything that he knows of. Maybe, like, medicine when he was, like, a kid.
Your skin burns and itches. It starts at the neck, right under your jawline, and then your armpits, and it feels like your skin's stretching, and you're so hot. And Zeke, you notice that Javi has a couple of hives on his cheek. Zeke, you're getting warm rapidly in this cold space, and you know it's cold because your fingers still tingle and your hands are shaking. But as you look at your shaking hands, there are hives covering the back of your palm. The back of your hand is now beginning to itch, and your nose is getting stuffy. And you hear the officers outside choking. You hear one go down. You hear a gun go off. Another one go down, choking.
Oh, I'm going to, like, look at Javier. Then I'm going to get up and go to the bars and try to see what's going on.
You kind of peer. You're not getting a great view. Do you want to really try to push to see?
Yeah, but I'm not going to try to, like, get my head stuck in the bars or anything.
Can
yeah.
I? Because I think Javier would be like bro, like, yeah. Like try to, because there's commotion over there. We could go in the corner and hide.
Right.
is his vibe.
Give me a brawn or a grit roll, Zeke.
7.
You push your head just a little further, not quite out of the bars to get it stuck, but really squeezing your face. It hurts, but the cold metal of the bars soothes the pressure. And you look and peer past the corner into kind of the main room where the officers are. And you see the man,
he's an unassuming person. You saw him with the mannequin looking gentleman. He is by himself. He has a open briefcase, and you hear it now. There's a slight sound. It's so high pitched, and maybe only you're hearing it, but it's not playing music. It's emitting a noise. And you see people have, are you allergic to anything, Zeke?
I think he's allergic to, like, peanuts.
To peanuts. Are you, like, that allergic to peanuts?
I wouldn't say, like, deathly, but definitely, like, he...
You've puffed up before?
It's, like, spicy. He's like, oh, peanut butter and jelly. He thought it was spicy for a long time.
I see. So, when you went to the hospital the first time, when you got a test done, because you were talking about spicy peanuts, the doctor told you that you were lucky to not be as severely allergic as you could be, and that... you could develop a more severe allergy if you continue to expose yourself to peanuts. And they gave you a pamphlet. And with the pamphlet, you did see severe allergic reactions, puffed lips, swollen faces, closed eyes, purple fingernails, purple lips from lack of oxygen. And two of these officers that you're able to see are swollen. Their hands and wrists are so swollen that they're squeezing past their shirts. The sleeves of their shirts are kind of puffing out. Their skin is red and blotchy, and their lips are blue as they've almost instantaneously swelled and hemorrhaged. Their eyes are bleeding. This, whatever's happening here, everyone seems to be allergic to. There's something going on. This gentleman has earbuds in and has a mask on. And you hear rattling at the back end of the gate, and you know there was a back door by your guys' bars, and Sheriff John has come in, and he has a wound on his head. He's trickling down his forehead, and he's like, y'all, we need to get up out of here, and he starts unlocking you guys. Go out the back and get your car and meet me at the front.
Where's Amanda?
She's with some... We'll find her. We need to get out of here now. Yeah. And as he's talking, you see the guy turn around and kind of like peek his head at you guys. And he reaches down and goes to grab one of the sheriff's guns. What are you two do?
These are running.
Yeah, John sees that and pulls his gun and throws you the keys as you run out. I would like some flight rolls, guys.
Oh, no. That's my worst one. Okay, 4 plus 1.
Oh, wait, I rolled the wrong
3 plus 1, so I got 4.
That's a 4. Can I use a pip?
Sure.
Here's a pip. Okay, it's a 4 again, so that's the dice talking.
All right. You both begin to run. And whatever this noise is, it's grating. And it's almost like there's someone scraping a fork in your eardrum. And the air has become thick. It's like you're breathing under a blanket. Ooh. And not only a blanket, an old blanket that has loose spurs and loose pieces of like cotton or whatever fabric this blanket is. It's breathing in chunks of air almost. The air is clumping as you breathe it in. It feels like a lung full. It hurts. You both have run too slow to fully escape the effects of what's happening here. I need you to give me grit rolls.
Oh. A 4?
I'm gonna...
4 again.
Dude.
Oh, I got 12.
Oh, keep going. You keep rolling, remember?
Oh, yeah.
4, 8, 9.
9. Nice. So I got 21.
21?
I got a 9.
A 9. So a 9 and a 21 will succeed this round. The back of your neck pricks up the way mammals do when they know that they were just shy of dying. You, maybe if you had taken a breath a little deeper and less shallow because you were running, you would have died there. Your bodies do not have the fortitude of John's, and even John is already splotching and swelling. And this has all been bullet time. This is your first 2 steps out of here. John and this man are now firing at each other and both dove out of the way. You clear out the back. You have your keys. You got to find the van.
Uh-oh.
It is a relatively small parking lot, but you're in the back part and you don't see the van immediately. It could be in any of this like kind of surrounding It's not a humongous building. I would say that this building is maybe about the size of like a quad apartment complex.
Maybe I go left and you go right.
Yeah.
And then we'll split up.
Yeah, you're itchy. The minute you've gotten outside, though, and the fresh air has hit you, your lungs have begun to clear up immensely, and you don't feel it getting worse. So you guys split up?
Yeah.
All right. Give me luck rolls, please.
What do we roll?
Just roll a d20.
Oh, we got a 6.
Well.
I got a 5.
Oh, turns out Jesse's luckier. Yeah. You, Zeke, run around the left end, and it's weird. Why is your van parked in a ditch?
Oh.
With a tarp thrown over it. And I think you only notice because you see the unicorn horn peeking out, and you run over and you yank the tarp down and popped it open. The firing has stopped almost moments after you've cleared out. You get in the van. You've run around the other side. You're looking for the van. You don't know Zeke has found the van. You haven't had the chance to honk the horn yet. You hit the corner and close the briefcase, turning the corner out of the front of the building is the agent. You don't think he's seen you yet. This happens in a heartbeat, but you can move in a heartbeat. I don't know if you do. What do you do?
Are you starting a new home campaign? Or maybe your current campaign is looking for some miniatures? Well, don't worry, because Hero Forge has you covered. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. They also offer custom minis in a variety of materials, including bronze, color standees, and color plastic options. Hero Forge also offers downloadable model files for you to 3D print your unique designs at home. Hero Forge is constantly expanding its catalog of customization options, adding new parts every week and major features like new species and custom posing on a regular basis. And did you know that they offer 3D custom printed dice and custom acrylic keychains? So if you love your OC or you're looking for a really cool gift, you should check that out. What are you waiting for? Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today and check back often. New content is added every week. Hey campers, have you heard of season 5 of 5 GMs in a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes 2nd edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first 3 episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Agent over here, I go other way.
Okay, you're going to just turn and book it?
He hasn't seen me yet. I got hit in the face by one of these guys. The bruise is bad.
I need you to give me another flight, and it needs to be really high, because if it's not, he's going to hear you run.
Oh, shit. 12 on the die.
Okay.
What is that?
A 4.
12 plus 4.
Amazing. With a 16, you know you want to run, but you have the better mind to jump. It's not even... It's your prey brain being like, we need to get out of Dodge, and the most efficient way is to take the least amount of motion to do it. A single bounding leap back behind the building. The minute your feet touch the ground, you're sprinting again. Maybe it's because they had headphones in, like little earbuds in. Maybe it's because you're athletic and fast. You hit the corner. Zeke, you've gotten in the van. Do you hit the horn to let him know that you had it? Or yeah?
I'll hit the horn.
Yep. I think you've installed that horn for itself, right? It's like the old school firehouse horn, and you hear it. You know you're not the only one that could have heard that.
Mm. We gotta go.
You sprint past the door you exited. You look in. John rolls out a wound on his knee and kind of leans against the wall and is like, go kid, get the van here, and just starts firing the minute that guy hits the corner. They're again suppressing each other for the moment. You guys are getting lucky with the rolls so far. You get the car started. It does a nice little shot out the back. You get in. You try to reverse it up and get John, or are you going to get out of here?
We're going to try to get John.
All right. You pull up. You kind of pull in front of where John is firing, so that way you can kind of obscure the area. The agent feels almost immediately the release of gunfire and turns and hits the corner. Your saving grace is that this agent is using a firearm that is not his own and runs out of bullets in 3 shots. Stray shots that just hit the van. The last unicorn rides. You get John inside. You're driving. You yank John in.
Yeah.
You yank the sheriff in, and you guys floor it. Do you try to hit this guy on the way out, or are you just getting away?
I think I'm just getting away, because I don't want to, like, get these guys' ire more than possible.
Absolutely. So. You get away, and you see in the rear view the agent has gotten to their car. And I think the most unsettling part of this is that the agent lacks agency. They're not running. They're not frantic. They've been calm this whole time. They hit the corner, turn around, blank face, shooting the firearm. They walk to their car. They go to start it up. It starts up, and you see that 4 of the wheels are flat. Sheriff John just sighs, like, after I came to from the fellow knocking me out, I took the tires out. I figured that this is our best getaway here. We have to get your friend, and you guys bound through this field, and you see a all-black car, unlike the average 80s Cadillac you've seen up to this point, like the one you saw the agent getting in behind you guys. You see a all-black 1970 Dodge coming your way, and you see Clem kind of like frantically moving around in the back seat, and you see 2 agents. You pull to the side, you slide it open, and John's wound is like, you need to get in here. These agents help Clem in, share some words with her as Clem hops in the van. Mm-hmm. And you both depart as a police vehicle begins coming this way and is immediately kind of clipped and then begins tailing these 2 agents. Clem, in your car, you've taken off the other way. And you guys clear out from this chaotic moment. Every officer who arrested you was dead. Perhaps you have a moment of respite. You get onto, I think, the nearest freeway, and you drive.
Are you guys okay?
What? Where'd they take you? Why were you not?
They were weird. It was something about, like, an interview. Or they were asking about the lake. We went to a roller rink. It's pretty cool, actually. Big scary guy. Uncanny motherfucker. Like, gag me with a spoon, uncanny.
No.
Why would the cops take you to a roller rink?
They weren't cops. They were with the suit guys.
Right,
the briefcase guys.
Agents. FBI, CIA.
Did I get?
I don't believe you did.
I don't think I did.
I don't believe you did.
I don't know what they are. They just have briefcases and wear these suits, and I don't know. They were kind of cool, actually. I think one of them was not human. They were cool.
What do you mean not human?
Like I don't. I can't entirely explain it. We had a mind moment, and it was not a mind moment that you would have with another, like Javi and I. Like, it's not like that at all. They were cool.
Like a Vulcan mind meld thing?
I don't know.
It sounds like a Vulcan mind meld thing. If you don't excuse me, is it okay if I use this shirt back here? I already used the shirt. There's blood all over it. I am sorry.
Were all those cops like dead?
I didn't get a good look, but they didn't look great. They didn't look alive.
Yeah, you can use the shirt.
It's already covered in blood.
Would rather use the other shirt, but that's fine.
I'm sorry. Is this Star Wars?
Yeah.
You a big Star Wars fan?
Yeah.
good films.
We need to invest in earbuds. Like ASAP. Because I ended up... For us to get away from the creepy agent guy, I think his name is Taipan. That's what they kept calling him. They have earbuds. Like, all of the agents wear earbuds because of the music.
You all camped, and I think saying it now in the area of your friends, I would like everyone to give me a smart roll.
Brains.
Brains roll,
brains.
Yeah.
17.
Oh.
8. What is that?
A 5?
13.
I got a 4.
4. So you're driving. It's hard to think back. You guys took at camp, you took like a poisonous snakes course. It covered all the California poisonous snakes, but sometimes they would like sneak in like surprise snakes. Because like that was because they would do tests at the end for identification. And you learned to identify a lot of poisonous snakes, and one of them is a taipan. It is a large venomous snakes. Venomous, not poisonous. I apologize for any biologist out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah, what an idiot. They're fast moving and very venomous, and they're from Australia and New Guinea. You would never run into a snake this way, but it is likely this person's name is not Taipan, and that is a moniker they go by.
Headphones? Earbuds?
Yeah, like earbuds. I don't know. They wear them because the briefcases do music stuff, and it stops
masks.
Stuff.
Masks, too? I don't know.
Masks?
The air was making me all itchy.
What?
Yeah, you see now the boys have a lot of hives all over them.
Jesus.
Yeah,
are you okay?
I don't know.
Anybody here have menstrual cream? My, pardon my French, but my ass is itching.
Yeah, I didn't want to say mine, too.
It's in the crack.
Yeah, betwixt.
The top of the crack is the word, like where the tail
I,
used
like,
to be.
I'm trying really hard not to itch right now.
I'm scratching it.
Yeah, Zeke is kind of wiggling in the front seat.
Okay. I could probably look through one of the bags here. My mom might have hacked it. I don't know.
I don't want to be the one to say it, but I'm like fucking scared.
I don't like these guys. I mean, except for the two that got me, they were pretty cool. Although I don't think they want... I think they quit on the spot as we were doing all of that.
Oh.
They're part of the cleanup crew for all of this, I guess.
Cleanup.
Yeah.
Cleanup? Or like cleanup?
Like cleanup.
Jesus Christ.
Well, cleanup. But not clean up.
Well, clean up, yeah. Clean up, but not like
clean up.
They're the step before they decide to clean up.
Ooh.
They wipe slates clean.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they were talking about wiping my... They were talking about my memories a lot and like possibly getting rid of the stuff that we saw. I didn't. I'm still good. I'm still me. I'm still here. They were nice enough to not do that to me. But that is a thing that they can do.
Cool.
So, like, what do we do?
Yeah, officer, is there somewhere you want us to take you?
You know, you can just take me to the next town over. I'll get a rental or something. Or I'll have. I gotta get back to.
Are you good? Like you look hurt?
Oh yeah, I probably need some stitches, but that's really none of your business. I'll go.
Do you want us to take you to a hospital?
No, I'll be all right.
Okay, if you say so.
I do appreciate y'all getting me out of there.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna leave you.
Thanks for shooting people.
I missed every time. That fellow was. Efficient
shooting towards people.
Thank you. I haven't been fully transparent with you kids. Now the reason I found y'all so interesting when we first ran into each other is you've been saying, or you would seem to have seen, some weird ongoings. And I personally have seen a strange thing here or there. I just feel like I have a lot of lost time. And I just keep either seeing things or seeing fellows in black suits. I made my way all the way down from the south over to Washington. I made it, across the country, searching for things, kind of working in different offices and whatnot. I just figured you lot had were in similar predicaments, and I do apologize. I feel if there was some transparency there, I could have helped you all avoid all of this.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, we got us out, so.
Yeah, I think maybe you lot should lay low for a bit.
Yeah. Where are we going next?
Yeah, maybe just look at small towns that.
Yeah.
Because we're not going home, right?
I mean, I would like to continue the road trip. We had a plan to get there, and I don't know what my parents would.
I mean,
we're not even close back over there, and.
Yeah, maybe leading them back to our homes might be.
Yeah, that
worse.
Also is not a good thing.
Yeah, it would appear they don't really have any of your names or anything.
That's true.
So, at least from what I've seen, and also that they don't. It seems like they're the efficient extermination types that were sent over to the. Well, to visit you two. I can't imagine that that what just happened is going to be seen as anything other than an accident. So I feel you're at least partially in the clear for the time being until they get back to whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, what are they? Do you know what they are, these guys?
I have no real clue. There's I do believe they are a government body.
Communists? Do you think that they're from the USSR?
No, son, I don't think they're from the USSR. Do you read a lot?
I mean, I don't read a lot, but I read.
Your daddy talk about the USSR or something? What was that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a constant threat, and we gotta...
I mean, we've got things going on here that we really should... They're more a little more important and looming than... Then whatever's going on somewhere else. Son, let's not talk about this right now. I'm okay. Bleeding into your shirt.
Like, this is a surprising outlook from a cop, honestly.
I'm just saying, there are internal affairs that are a million times more important in the States than whatever's going on over there.
Okay.
Frankly, I think we need to come more inside the Americas and work internally for the betterment of our society. You know, with the misallocation of things and the like. Speaking of misallocation... These government officials, these government agents, whatever they may be, CIA, FBI, I don't know, but they're a problem. And I know that they are efficient, and from what I have seen, it appears as though they keep tabs and keep caps on things such as Bigfoots.
Okay. But we're not a Bigfoot.
Well, but maybe you've seen one. I don't know.
Oh.
Have you seen a Bigfoot?
No. Bird.
I saw a Bigfoot. Big bird.
Yeah, I think I told you. Right?
I don't know.
We watched a seal walk.
Yeah, I remember a lot of things. And he passes out.
Oh, we should take him to a hospital.
We should get somewhere.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
All right, so I think we're going to end the episode here.
Okay.
With you guys. Taking him to the hospital. You successfully get him there. Do you leave him there or do you wait for him to come to?
I want to make sure he's at least alive and didn't die in our car.
You like wheel him in. And,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
They
won't wait for him to wake up. But
yeah, they get him treatment fast. Him, it's just a head wound. He has a concussion.
Okay, that's fine.
You see them stitch it up and everything.
You probably shouldn't stick around with an unconscious cop.
Yeah. I just want to make sure he's alive and he didn't die in the car. Yes. And then we'll dip.
Yeah, the minute the doctors come over start asking us questions, we're out.
We're
not. My mom's calling.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't had lunch yet. Let's go grab a snack and then we can go through this.
Yeah. You guys managed to get him here safely, you know, all the fun stuff. And you just get back in the car and you begin driving. Let's see where we're driving to. And this will be like the last portion. You guys can do some conversation while I do this.
So you said not human?
perhaps?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, the Taipan guy and this Agent 9 had a weird conversation, something about them being assets or whatever. I don't know, it was odd.
This shit's fucking weird.
It's weird. I think we need to get earbuds or something.
Yeah, because
some of it has to do with sound.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, I used one of the little briefcase thingies. He told me how.
Oh,
it's okay. It's how we were able to run away from that guy, because that guy, there was no way we were going to stay and fight him in a roller rink.
Yeah, I mean, every time it happened is because they were playing that weird song. The old bus drivers. Old bus song.
Notably, there was not a song played in the...
Oh, yeah, it was like a high-pitched ringing, huh? Yeah, so maybe different sounds do different things?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Maybe we should just, like... We could always plug our ears with our fingers and go la 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 la.
Yeah, man.
Sure. Yeah, dude,
just keep driving, man. Maybe we should put on some music.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Rummaging
through your tapes.
Yeah, so we're gonna end on that. You guys have access from Idaho to Montana, Wyoming, and Utah. Or you can double back through and we can kind of drive back into Oregon or Washington or Nevada. You guys want to roll for it?
I'm not trying to drive back through.
Okay, so we're not doubling back that way. So we'll go forward to the three options. You guys want to roll a d4 and re-roll on fours?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
What do you want Montana to be?
4.
Okay.
No. Re-roll on 4.
No. So it'll be 3.
Change it to 1.
Okay.
Re-roll on 1.
All right, re-roll on 1. We'll re-roll on 1. Montana's 4. What's Wyoming?
3.
And Utah is 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Re-roll on 1.
Someone roll a d4.
Can't do it with the purple one.
Okay. Wapow. 1.
Re-roll.
Wapow. 3.
3, and that was
Wyoming.
Yeah, so you guys go straight out of Idaho into Wyoming, and that is where we'll end that episode.
Wyoming.
Kim, do the send off.
Wyoming. That's our new sign off.
Get us out of here.
Actually,
get us out of here.
Thank you guys. Bye bye.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Jams in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.